Hello friends, I am taking the 11th chapter in this subject of performance management and reward systems. It's titled as Implementation of Reward Strategy and Latest Trends in Reward Systems. Long title. Let's see what it is in store for us. The learning objective: to gain an understanding of the process adopted for implementation of the reward strategy and also to gain an understanding of the latest trends in the reward system. Okay. The structure and the contents will be flowing as follows: building and implementing appropriate reward strategy, guidelines for optimizing, recognizing and rewarding employees that managers can use in their departments, offering right incentives to boost productivity, optimizing employee benefits program, low-cost employee appreciation strategies that work, tailor employee rewards to generational differences, how to make your rewards and recognition programs fun, strategic praising, steps in effective employee recognition, from cash rewards to gamifying recognition, the top 5 HR myths, reward schemes for building best organization, latest trends in rewards systems and rewards, a board agenda item, quite a long structure. And it continues, driving responsible reward strategy, risky versus responsible rewards, performance measurement, rewards and recognition, aligning incentives with strategic and operational goals, effect of reward on employee performance, performance management and reward systems, and effective tool for employee engagement. So here we start. This topic is about how to go about understanding to create the reward systems, both from a strategic angle and also from a short-term angle. The practices that are being followed and how we have to change the trend of doing it. In the earlier chapters, I spoke about the importance of innovation in giving a reward system. Now, this is taking it further and trying to understand how it is done. Guidelines for optimizing recognition and reward strategy. When we say optimizing, means we are talking about, given certain resources, we have to optimize the resources in terms of the goals. Like in management, we say optimum utilization of available resources. So I have a reward strategy in place. What is a reward strategy? I have kept a long-term plan which involves how to give rewards to people at different levels for different performance for different parameters. Now this has to be optimized. It has to be done in a way in which we do our best without losses. At the same time, the purpose is served. Guidelines for optimizing recognition and reward strategy. Specify employee rewards criteria. You must be able to specify that rewards should be given for this aspects of the employee. His diligence of work, coming on time, being punctual, his courteous behavior. So everything quantifiable as well as qualifiable, all the parameters have to be chalked out for every position. And then you must say, the employee rewards criteria has to be set up, has to be spelled out. Reward everyone who meets the criteria. Whoever is meeting the criteria, we must reward him, obviously. Individualized employee rewards. Every person is different and the rewards have to be given in such a way that the individual gets what he feels is a reward. This is more individual, not a group. It is not that one glove fits all, so you have to individualize it, which means you must know each of your employees and who they are and what they are doing. Right? Thank the employees frequently to acknowledge small successes. A thank you goes a long way. So learn to use the word thank you and genuinely use it. Thank them for everything they are doing. Let's face it, even if you are the boss, even if you are the strategic owner of the company, at the end of the day, your work is being done because of him. And so thank him. It's more of a human grace than just a corporate initiative. Right? Nurture self-esteem. Let people feel good about themselves. So in your talk, in the way you treat them, in the way you behave, make them feel nice about themselves, about whatever they do. You may set a standard of performance which is very high, but if the person doesn't fulfill that performance standard, don't berate him, don't try to pull him down. Give him the encouragement to say that yes, you matter, you'll be doing it, and keep him, keep, make him keep going. Because in many cases, a good employee loses his self-esteem when he is discouraged frequently in the name of performance. So learn to change your languaging in that manner. Foster intrinsic rewards. Foster, make intrinsic rewards a part of your initiative. What is intrinsic rewards? Make the person feel good about whatever he or she does. Intrinsic rewards is satisfaction. Intrinsic rewards is a sense of belonging. Intrinsic reward is a job engagement. These are all intrinsic rewards which the person experiences. A reward is an experience, intrinsic one, right? Now, foster it, encourage that, right? Reward the whole team. Remember, you get what you reward. So if I'm rewarding them with this, with kindness, with thank you, with intrinsic rewards, it comes back to me and the organization, right? Linkage of rewards with culture, the four levers at Microsoft. Microsoft is using these four levers, four major leverages they have for rewarding with the culture. From a culture of know it all, it's a learn it all. Microsoft is a very big organization, and it's an organization which is full of innovation and stuff like that. So they had a mindset of we know it. So when I say I know it, by default, I'm not willing to learn something new that may be coming. This happens with big brands by default. So they consciously shift their paradigm from a know it paradigm into a learn it paradigm. So this is a beautiful way, a paradigm shift as you call it. One of the four levers in Microsoft. Second one is from force rating to no rating. Force rating, in which there are certain parameters given and certain rating scales are given, and then on the basis of which we give force rating. That is one, and that comes in the form of a bell curve, as some of you must be knowing. So that was completely removed, and now there is no rating. Number three, the change focus drifted from actions and results to impact. So previously they were rewarding for actions and results, which is normal, and now they're rewarding for the impact. What sort of impact has your action and results created to the company? Impact is something which is far more far-reaching than just an ordinary action, right? The fourth one is a shift from target distribution curve to budget accountability for each employee. Each employee is a part of the budgetary contribution. So what is the contribution of each employee to the overall budgetary allocation of the company, and what is his output is what is being monitored as against the earlier way of target distribution. A target is given, it is distributed to everybody. That alone is not enough. Target alone doesn't make the company. The goals, tangible goals of profits alone don't make the company. There is much more, and that much more is the accountability that you have towards the budget allocated in terms of results, in terms of efficiency, right? How to make a workforce productivity to excel? Ability to manage time. Time management is very important. Very simple points are there. I'm reading through the whole thing. Okay. Ability to manage time. Understanding consequences of not managing time. Owning the job, focusing, working hard and smart, modifying habits, planning. A low-cost employee appreciation strategies that work. Who's a low-cost employee? Low-cost employee appreciation. Low-cost means for appreciating the employee, I don't need to spend much of money, much of resources. That is not by low-cost employee appreciation. This can give a wrong connotation. We may think that the employee is low-cost. In fact, it is not the employee is a low-cost. The appreciation is costing low. Okay. I would rather say it should read as low cost appreciation for employee strategy that work. It's worded that way. Okay. So don't take a wrong message. Embarrassment committee. Okay. Now, embarrassment means what? Suppose there is something that has gone wrong. So the committee will actually take care of the embarrassment which the person is going through. If somebody is feeling bad about something that you've done wrong or some wrong action you've taken, very conscientious employees, they go through that. People with conscience, they feel something going wrong. So such people are there who are called upon by the embarrassment committee and trying to give them some sort of a solace. Don't worry, things will be better. So don't feel bad about it. Keep going. Encouragement is given, right? Employee Appreciation Week, Children's Art Contest. These are all things known to most of us. I'm not going to elaborate it. Door prizes for staff meetings. You've been caught program. You've been caught can be either I've taken a snap of you when you're doing some good job, or I've caught you doing something fantastic, or maybe have caught you doing something which should not be done, bringing to notice about what you're doing by this you've been caught program. Baby blankets, safety record lunches, newsletter features, mini messages, birthday shirts, perks for extra work and feedback from supervisors to the ongoing basis. Employee rewards based on generational differences. Is a table given on the first, on the table on the left hand side as you're viewing is generation, and the right hand side is the employee rewards. So I self-explanatory, I'm not going to elaborate much. I'll take one of them. Let's say baby boomers, this generation of baby boomers born between 1946 and 1964, right? For them, the employee rewards that is very applicable is employee of the month award, parking places, free daycare seminars, etc. Now, what does it mean with every generation has got its generational values, right? Now, our father's generation, my father's generation value was people with honesty and truthful working. My generation was into working, but at the same time, we were very much reward oriented. We still are. The next generation, the millennials and all that, their way of looking at life is very different. So every generation goes through what they think is rewards, which is commensurate, which is in line with their generational thinking. Hence, we have this category 1, 2, 3, 4, right? Ways to recognize, retain and reward your best employees. Keys to the car, appreciation phone calls by CEO, take a walk in my shoes video presentation, okay? Roast, toast and boast lunches, do-it-yourself titles, coins, peer recognition program, secrets of success video. Now, these are all terminologies used by certain companies, okay? And all of them are not known to everybody. A few of them, I can tell you what they are. Take a walk in my shoes means you play my role today. For a day, you know, if they have, we have seen the film, you know, Nayak Image, they show you become a prime minister for a few days. Similarly, you take a walk in my shoes means you play my role today. Act as if, we call it in training. So when you put my coat, when you put my shoes, when you sit in my chair and you start taking up the duties which I am doing, you'll know how the duties are to be done. It is to make you feel how challenging or how my work appears when you actually do it, right? So these are some of the things. Then we take the next one. Steps to effective employee recognition. Make it soon. Make it sincere. Make it specific. Relate gift to the performance being rewarded. Make it personal, positive and public. Make it proactive. From cash rewards to gamifying recognition, HR myths. Myths means what? These are what people think is right, but they may not always be right. There are certain myths that a person who talks is an extrovert. That's a myth. Okay. Similarly, there are myths on this particular thing, from cash rewards to gamifying recognition, HR myths. Engaged employees are low or long-term employees. Strong organization culture with spirit of optimism and energy helps for long-term loyalty. A company with a strong culture and with a spirit of optimism makes employees be there for a longer period. That's what engaged employees are, long-term employees. Cash rewards are king. Recognition, which they would appreciate, is very important. Cash rewards are supposed to be king. They are very good. They make people feel like a king, appreciate them. So they are very important. Gamification complements employee recognition. Gamification means what? It means you make the whole thing like a game, and there is a certain thrill in achieving a reward. You do so much, I'll give you this. If you do so much, I'll give you that. Some sort of involvement, excitement of doing the whole thing. Okay? Only managers should provide feedback, social recognition where even peers recognize or appreciate. Employee recognition data is not valuable. Social recognition data helps improving business processes, identify strong potential, act as brain scan for the company culture. Employee recognition data is not valuable. Social recognition data helps improving business processes, identify strong potential as a brain scan for company culture. Now, this is very relevant today when we talk about data. Big data, we must be, all of us know about it. So we are trying to make profiles of people, and the profile appeared at one point of time not very important, but today it is very important, because once I know your profile, your habits, your behaviors, your various types of drives you have, various, you know, what do you call, likes and dislikes, it becomes easy for me to map you, right? But the objectives of a reward system should be to support goals of the organization by aligning the goals of the employees with those. To ensure the organization is able to recruit, retain sufficient number of employees with the right skills. To align risk preferences of employees and managers with those of the organization. For example, in 2008, financial crisis took place. Risk preference of individuals more than that of the organization, which means if you're a company which is a risk-taking company, then obviously we must have people in the company who are individually also risk-takers. Okay, so the company's way of behaving, the company's way of culture should be the way of culture and the behaving of the employee also who comes in. So at the time of recruiting, we must ensure that that part of it is taken care of. To motivate employees to comply with laws, laws are important, as you know, the legal aspect of the working, the legal part of the working has to be also complied by, to be taken care of by the employees when they work. They should not do anything illegal. To be ethical, affordable and easy to administer. Aligning goals of the organization and the employees. How do we do it? The right performance metrics. Reward programs closely tied to the metrics. Metrics are measurables. Okay. Performance and rewards are appropriately differentiated. Performance is on one side. Rewards is on the other side. Both are properly differentiated. Performance is tangible as intangible put together. It is mapped. And then we have the rewards for which there is a one-on-one table made in which we say that for this type of performance, we'll give you reward X. This type of performance will give you reward Y. So both are there and then you mix and match. But both have to be appropriately differentiated, right? Supporting management process in place. Leaders have the capability and commitment to implement reward program effectively. Target setting. What are targets? Targets are, what are the targets? Equity, ownership, achievability, some targets. Reward scheme. Equity means it should be equitable to the people who are working there. At the level at which you're working, there should be an equitable reward system. Not equal, it is equitable. Proportionate to the level at which you're working and the effort you've put in and the performance you've given, you must be getting a fair and square reward. Ownership. You must start feeling the sense of ownership that's mine. And third is achievability. It should be able to be achievable. A little stretch, but not too much of a stress where it becomes unachievable. And not too easy either. Reward scheme principles. It should be clarity. It should have a clarity. It should be motivational. It should be controllable. Right? What are the latest trends in reward systems? Making pay for performance a reality. Pay for performance should become a reality, which means it's not like putting a carrot in a stick. You know, I put a carrot in front of it and tell you, if you perform, I'll give you the pay. No, make it a reality. And define what is the performance in terms of metrics and non-metrics, in terms of measurables and non-measurables, right? Differentiating and rewarding mission critical roles. What is the mission critical roles? The mission of the company or the mission of the project you're doing is to ensure that this thing happens for sure. Now that has to happen for sure, and there's a role you need to play, a role which you need to play for making that critical mission happen. Now we must ensure that if an employee has played that role, critical role, and he's actually made it happen, then he needs to be rewarded for that role, critically, very important thing. So that should not be mixed with other rewards. We should differentiate. This is a thing which was very critical. You did it, so you get rewarded separately. This should be announced and told to him and given to him with due diligence. Right? Increasing variable pay. This is a very common thing today. You work hard, I'll give you X. You work harder, I'll give you Y. You do this, I'll give you more. So something which is on an ongoing basis. It is not fixed. It is something, if you put the effort, you get the variable pay. If you put more effort, you get more variable pay. So there are parameters. And it is to keep you competitive along with the other colleagues of yours, with the team around you, and also to ensure that your skills are also constantly upgraded. Okay? Centralization, then market benchmarking. In the market, to the industry to which you belong, there's a benchmark of practices being done by the best company in your industry. So you start benchmarking your reward system with respect to that company, right? Key challenges for effective reward programs. Business challenges are business challenges, cost management, risk and regulation and competition. This is something which is a part of the rewards program. Cost management. How do I control the cost of the rewards which I'm giving? Cost is not the reward itself. For preparing the reward, for giving it, there's a cost involved. Maybe a travel cost. Maybe the cost of setting up a hall for, you know, for the rewards program itself. The cost of buying those trophies or whatever. There is a number of costs that are involved. That cost management has to be taken into account. Risk and regulation and competition. Pay performance relationship. Review metrics. Better link between pay and performance and differentiating reward. Now, this is one thing that we have to be very clear about. The pay performance relationship has to be properly established. The pay is given for the performance, and it should be very clearly understood that the performance is not just achievable, definable or quantifiable results, but also the non-quantifiable. So both of them have to be understood properly. Response to challenges, cost management, leadership, development and organization redesign. So when the rewards program is there, one of the challenges is the cost management, leadership development. How do I develop the leaders to ensure that the reward program is in a proper track? Engagement changes, intangible total reward focus, line manager skills, and to improve community transparency. Employee engagement, when they go through changes, I must have a system by which I'm able to quickly resend the reward system so that it's following the changes path. Talent strategy focus, internal development, recruit, retain key talent and high potential programs. So the talent strategy, every good organization goes through talent management programs. Now they have a talent strategy in so many months, so many years, we'd like to have this talent set with us. Now when there's a focus, internal development, recruit and retain key talent and high potential program is a big challenge, because people may not retain, they may want to leave and go once they are talented enough, once they're trained enough, right? Reward and engagement, employee surveys, performance management and cost management. Okay, taking it further, drivers of rewards, internal benchmarks, performance management and cost management. So there are benchmarks, which every benchmark is not constant, benchmark keeps moving higher or lower. So we must be able to track the benchmark in terms of how it is performing. So we can't say that this benchmark is taken in 2008, so it will be valid for 10 or 11 or something. No. So this has to be clearly understood. Reward management changes, the seniors and the manager involvement, increase reward communication and centralization of management. Okay. I think I'll take it further. Performance focused reward system, doing more with less employees is become the mantra of the day today. Increasing the efficiency of systems and processes, alignment of team and individual performance to corporate goals. Management has the strength and skills to lead the organization out of the recession. Okay, when the economy is down. A responsible reward strategy features enables the long-term sustainable success, pays out over the same time scale that business value is created, linked to performance measures for shareholder value and bigger picture, takes into account the external factors, takes into account the inherent risk, the capital employed and the returns impact shareholders. Taking it further, it achieves appropriate balance between individual team and the corporate performance. It encourages rational thinking about economic and societal problems. Okay, you think rational, you think logical about issues which are of economics of the company and the industry at large, or the macro picture, and also the societal responsibilities which are supposed to bear. Actively and effectively communicating to employees and stakeholders periodically, recognizes that reward is more than pay. What are the key to building effective rewards? Create a performance culture, think in terms of total rewards, consider all costs, built-in flexibility, make a thorough assessment of risk, balance global and local requirements, reward effectiveness and nurture innovation. In this, make a thorough assessment of risk. What is the risk we are talking about? In any endeavor, there is a tendency for the endeavor to go out of hand. So there may be a risk of understanding the whole scenario, the risk of interpreting, the risk of the reward itself being given out. So that is coming under the study of risk management, where we have to understand what are the risks of creating this performance standards as well as reward system. We have risk management for every aspect of work. So this also requires a study on that, right? Now this is something which we have covered in one of the earlier chapters, Hay Group Total Reward Strategy. The compensation is comprising basic pay, merit, incentive, promotion and pay increases, right? Benefits include health and welfare, paid time off, retirement. Personal growth is involving training, career development, performance management. And this four blocks which we see here is implementing a total reward program. Four phases are there. First, I do assessment, then the designing, then the execution, and then the evaluation. After the evaluation is over, we see the gaps and we need to reassess, redesign, re-execute, and re-evaluate. This is a cyclical process, right? Formulating an appropriate team structure. Now, what sort of a team structure we need to have? There's a senior management. Below that, there's a task force. And below that are the consultants. These three are, they are not one below the other, but they are as seen on the screen, right? So these three are working in tandem with each other. And then each one contributes to these parameters which are given on this side. Basic pay subcommittee, pay for the performance subcommittee, overtime pay subcommittee, geographical differential pay subcommittee, bonus pay subcommittee, and work-life balance subcommittee. So these are the people who will be contributing the inputs for making these things happen. Right? An overview of the incentives. Incentives, the criteria is who is getting the incentive. Is it individual performance, group performance, or organization performance? First column. Second column talks about incentives. Sales commissions, PSET plays for the individual. Gain sharing, goal sharing, and team-based incentive for the group performance and organization performance. The incentives are profit sharing and stock sharing, broad-based or stock options, stock purchases, and ESOPs. The advantages of for the individual, incentives are most powerful impact on the productivity, 30% rise. And as far as disadvantage is concerned, they do not promote teamwork or ensure a commensurate increase in the product may be difficult to measure. Here, what happens is the individual performance is rewarded, so the individual will work selfishly. He may not be a team player. He may not have the team spirit. In a group performance, what is the advantage? It encourages teamwork. But what is the disadvantage? Yield a moderate impact, 13% increase in productivity. Now, that's a figure given by the author. Now, let me add to that. When you have a team incentive, the individuals may feel little down, so they may not really push themselves hard to give their individual output together, right, alone. Organization performance, what's the advantage when you give the incentive of this nature? It increases shareholders' returns and company profits. But what is the disadvantage? It generates a small increase, 6% increase in productivity, not much of productivity, right? Now, strategies to align PM framework, performance management framework, and reward system to the business goals. Let me link incentives to sales and service performance metrics to preserve high quality customer relationship. This is very common knowledge. I don't need to explain. Design incentive compensation to guide sales reps behavior to balance the dual objective of customer service excellence and sales performance. On one end, sales performance, which is figures, service excellence is all about behavior. So design the system in such a way that both of them are factored into it. Right? Link compensation with team performance to drive collaborative behavior. Link incentive compensation to cross unit effectiveness. When the incentive compensation is created, when you're giving the incentive and structuring it, you see to it that not only one department gets benefit, the other department which supports it also get benefited. That is what is called as cross-linking. Department A or one unit gets a benefit, the other also gets a benefit because they are synergizing. So see that they are all cross-linked, right? Allow cross-functional teams to participate in merit pay allocation. Deploy risk and reward compensation systems to drive employee-dependent team sharing and teamwork excellence. Okay. Develop standardized quality tools to measure cross-functional teams and manager performance. Taking it further, link cross-functional teams compensation to non-financial goals. Employ broad-based team recognition programs to strengthen business excellence. Implement performance measurement scorecards that drive collaborative behavior. For example, service quality indicators scorecard. So in short, what is being covered here is, what has been covered is trying to say that cross-link everything. Then things become easier so that the performance management system and the reward system are interlinked properly and there's a fair and square play with every employee. Now we go to how to improve employee motivation. Very simple. Designing effective reward policies based on what rewards are effective agents of change? What behaviors can be changed? Cost and benefits of eliciting change, of drawing out change for individuals and the team. Long-term rewards for excellent performance. Building reward systems, compensation, benefits, recognition, appreciation. Measuring performance, loyal customers, timelines, number of rejects, customer feedback, job satisfaction. Relationship between reward and performance, appreciation and praise. More often rewards. Personalizing the rewards and promotion helps to improve the performance. Now, personalizing is very important. Now, when I say personalizing means, I know I'm giving a reward to the whole team, but can I make it personal to each one of them and make them feel happy? Now, each one is a different person. When I say personalizing means, I'm trying to understand what is making him feel the reward is worth it, and then giving him that particular type of a reward, and also communicating in that fashion in which he feels that, yes, he has got rewarded. It's an important thing, right? Key driving trends for employee engagement. When an employee has to emotionally engage himself with the work, with the company, some key driving trends have been given here, which we see these days happening. Understand the trends affecting your talent, strategic, business, and global and technological. You must know what is actually, there's a talent available, and the company's strategy, business, the business strategies are ready, and we must know how this talent is impacting the business and the technological and the global growth of the company. Focus on the engagement behaviors needed for performance and business agility, speed and flexibility. What sort of behaviors do we need to generate? That will tell us how much of level of employee engagement we can expect. Deliver on a compelling employee value proposition. Career opportunities, pay for performance, communication, strong company brand. Compelling. The employee must get the feeling of wanting to do it in a very compelling way, in a very forceful way. He himself should feel like doing it, right? Create a culture of engagement. It is about what you do and how you do it. A very concerted effort, top quartile performance, brand performance, orientation, and leadership. So, in other words, the engagement should be an ongoing process, and you should ensure that those people are trying to reach the top gun or the best performers on the benchmark, which has to be shown to them, right? Protect the foundational elements, enabling infrastructure, benefits, safety, and work-life balance. Build engaging leaders, inspire focus, stabilize, build trust, and connect and grow with others. What are the benefits and reward systems in Deloitte? This consulting from Deloitte, right? Some of them have been put down by the author. Paid time off and holidays, 35 days average at the time of writing the book. Now, I don't know what it is today, right? 35 days average, minimum 30 days and carryover. Life and family related benefits, parental leave, 8 weeks, fully paid non-primary caregiver, 3 weeks, adoption assistance, counseling, referrals, $5,000 per child, emergency backup dependent care. You can read through this, okay? Again, some more points are given here. It's about a consulting company called Deloitte. And this, I believe, from the way it looks, it's an overseas location, not an Indian location. But just go through it. The case has been given by the author, right? The company called Aon Hewitt, which is again a consulting firm, employee engagement model is given here. I'm not reading it out. You can go through it. I'll just say a few key points here. At the centers of work experience, around the work experience, we've got a leadership that drives it, the performance, which is a part of the work experience, the work, the basics, company practices, and the brand. So these are the parameters which is constituting the work experience as per this model. Now, this creates an engagement outcome. These are the engagement drivers. This creates the engagement outcome, the results. What comes out of it? Say, stay, and strive. Say, stay, and strive. And what is the business outcome? The business outcome is what actually comes out in the form of the business initiatives, the business strategies expected, right? Talent. In terms of talent, it is retention, absenteeism, wellness. Instead of operation, it is productivity and safety. In terms of customer, it is satisfaction, NPS, retention. And in terms of financial revenue, sales growth, operating income was and margin and total shareholder value. So this is one of the copy-paste thing from Aon Hewitt, which has been put by the author. So that's what it is. Go and you can refer it to further. Okay. With that, we are concluding this short chapter. Not much, according to me, is covered in this in terms of what is to be done. But I can only sum up from my experience what this chapter is supposed to offer you. What you could take from here is understand that every system of reward has to be pragmatized in line with the company culture. And when you do that, you will find that the reward system is sustaining people in the company as a retention and also bringing out the best in them year after year. And more importantly, they'll be engaged. The engagement will be very high. Thank you very much.